Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.
We're prepping for 50 Christmases for children with incarcerated parents on SOS Radio, and we're talking with Tim Birch today. He's an administrator of human services for Clark County. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
So you work with the Department of Family Services, but how did you get involved with Hope for Prisoners originally?
Not only do I lead the Department of Family Services, but also the Department of Social Service. So we've been working with John Ponder since he was just a one-man, upstart, nonprofit looking to change the world and, you know, really try to help families of people who are incarcerated, you know, get back on the right track to be productive citizens and contributors back into our community. So it's been my pleasure to serve on John's advisory board and to work with him over this last decade and just watch this thing grow from his vision to really a national model for reentry programming.
So when John Ponder originally came to you, Tim, with this idea of, hey, we want to help people that are coming out of prison, because roughly 90% of these people in our state that are incarcerated are going to be back in our city, in our neighborhood in the next 5 to 10 years. So let's help them by getting job training. Let's help them to get addiction recovery things going on, because prison itself doesn't cure addiction. And prison itself, when you come out, doesn't mean, okay, fresh new start, I'm ready to go. A lot of these people who are fighting for a second chance want that, but don't even know where to start.
Yeah, so John really, the whole team at Hope for Prisoners have just done a phenomenal job of not just training people for jobs, but really building a system of volunteers and partnerships with even, you know, the Metropolitan Police Department and employers who are willing to come alongside these individuals and say, look, we know that second chances are rare and they're hard, because not only do you have to do your time, you have to come back and heal all the broken relationships, that the distrust between you and your family members, between you and the community. It takes a lot of work and it takes a team to do it. No one's successful by themselves. And just really wrap around these hopefuls, these folks going through the Hope for Prisoners programming, and just walk alongside them. And you got deeper and deeper to that work. You just realize collectively there's this realization that these folks need to heal their families as well, because their crime just didn't impact the person that they offended against. It broke families apart. And so we're really glad to be a partner on the social service and the family service side to help do our part with John to heal these families. And this 50 Christmas initiative is just an opportunity to really focus in on them and help them start to repair that relationship, so they have a solid foundation to work from when they do come back into our communities.
We're giving kids with incarcerated parents bikes, and we're giving teenagers with incarcerated parents all kinds of gifts and gift cards. And we're doing 50 Christmases, and we're talking with Tim Birch. He leads the Department of Family Services and leads the Department of Social Services for Clark County in Nevada. Tim, when you think about the modern family this year, you think about the reality of families in our neighborhoods, and you think about fatherlessness, you notice that most of the people in our Department of Corrections are actually men, not women. And so you see how that affects these kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the importance of what Hope for Prisoners does, by giving these men who are coming out solid role models to look up to, because they themselves didn't have that. As we help to heal that family so they can become a positive role model for their own children. Because what we know is this, even when families are broken apart, the best long-term outcome for a child is to be reunified with that parent. To have that household healed together is better than to even have that child with well-resourced, well-meaning foster parents. The research just shows us it is better to have children and families all reunified together and go through that healing process for the betterment of the family and the community. So we're just really big supporters of the work that John Ponder and Hope for Prisoners, the Metropolitan Police, the Department of Corrections, SOS, everybody that's coming together for this 50 Christmases. Just give them a moment to say, look, this moment you're having together as a family, you can build upon this success upon success and start the healing process inside your home for the betterment of everybody.
We're talking to Tim Birch, and he leads the Department of Family Services and the Department of Social Services for Clark County. But Tim, when we think about foster care in our area, in Southern Nevada, I mean, how many kids ultimately are in the foster care system this year?
any one point in time, we have about 3,500 children that are in the foster care system. About 49% of those are with family or what we call fictive kin, meaning family member that had a really strong relationship with that child. But that means that we have, you know, 1,000 or so children that are with licensed foster care providers, and we do our best to get those children reunified with their parents. So we're just grateful for all the community does to help these young people who are not with their families this Christmas season to have these types of opportunities, to have this moment of normalcy, to wake up and open Christmas presents on Christmas morning like every other child that they go to school or play sports with. And just really kind of helps them, give them that moment of being a child, which is so important for them when so much of their childhood has been taken away.
So, Tim, basically you're saying there's about 1,000 kids in our foster system. That sounds like a tangible number that we could solve as a Christian community. I just look at how many churches are in our county alone and how many people go to our churches. If some of those families from each church would say, you know what, let's go to some of the training and get some information to maybe be a foster parent. This doesn't mean you have to do this for the rest of your life. It could be a 6-month placement. It could be a year and a half placement. I mean, what's the average that you see?
We do a really good job trying to get children home around the 18-month mark is the average for the state of Nevada. Of course, we always try to do better at that, but it just requires a lot of choices of having licensed foster parents to find the right fit for the right child. And so if any family is interested, they can go to countmein.vegas to find out about what it takes to be a foster parent. And we know that's a big ask for some folks, to open your heart and open your home and be a foster parent. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of other ways that you can donate or volunteer, a mentor, to support the 3,500 kids that we have in foster care at any point in time in our community. But again, you're right. If every church in this community got involved with the Every Church, Every Child initiative, we would have more than enough resources and families to help the young children that need the help here in Southern Nevada.
We're talking about how we can actually solve the foster care problems in our county. We're talking with Tim Birch today at SWS Radio. He leads the Department of Family Services and the Department of Social Services for Clark County. Let's talk about what Every Church, Every Child is all about, Tim. How can we solve this as a Christian community?
So Every Church, Every Child actually sprung out of a One Church, One Child initiative, and we had some faith leaders that said, you know what, that's not big enough vision. We need to think bigger than One Church, One Child. Let's go Every Church, Every Child. And we've had great partners out at Hope Church and Canyon Ridge and a lot of other households of faith. I believe we have over 25 churches at this point involved, Victory Missionary Baptist Church, throughout the community, just churches and pastors and leadership and congregations coming together to say, look, we want to support children in foster care, either by hosting foster parent information sessions, by doing actual licensing training there, by creating care packages and donation opportunities throughout the holidays. There's just a myriad of ways to get involved. And so if anybody wants to know more, they can just go to www.countmein.vegas and find out more information about how to get plugged into our system and support the children in Southern Nevada.
50 Christmases is coming up so soon, and we're looking for tons of bikes, and we're looking for tons of $25 gift cards for children that have incarcerated parents, and our friends at The Crossing are providing most of the gifts. But what we're going to do is we're going to set up 50 individual living room settings with couches and armchairs and coffee tables and fresh-cut Christmas trees. And we're talking with Tim Birch, and he leads the Department of Family Services and the Department of Social Services for Clark County. But Tim, you've been involved with Hope for Prisoners, and what's so cool about this is a unique program where a lot of police officers are working as mentors. A lot of people that work in the foster care system are working as mentors. A lot of people that work in social services in our county are working as mentors for people who are fighting for a second chance, who are coming out of prison.
Yeah, so the moment that most of the folks listening to this interview will have when they wake up Christmas morning is they'll sit on their couch around their tree with their children, with their family and loved ones, and open presents, and they'll celebrate the meaning of the day and the gifts and the opportunity to be together. Well, the families that are split apart in this community because of an action of one or both parents that wind up in incarceration splits those families apart and really kind of steals that moment from the children of those families. So an opportunity to bring these families back together for a moment, for an evening, to have them sit down in these living room settings and really just have time as a family is something so precious to them. And it starts that healing process and that reunification process, which is so critical for family success. Again, to be surrounded by people who are traditionally seen as the system that is keeping families apart, law enforcement, judges, attorneys, foster care, CPS investigators, and we're all there with our sleeves rolled up, serving, supporting, hoping, cheerleading them along to a better tomorrow. It's just something that you don't get to see anywhere else. And again, just the utmost thanks to Hope for Prisoners and John Ponder and his vision to bring this to fruition.
We're talking with Tim Birch from Clark County, Nevada. It's interesting when you think about children who have incarcerated parents. Do you find that many of these children don't even know that their parents are in prison?
Well, we know that when we deal with children of incarcerated parents, it's unfortunately a cycle of separation that becomes a norm for them because it starts with these low-level offenses, these weekend incarcerations, these month-long, six-month, nine-month-long incarcerations, and then typically graduates to a prison sentence. Because people don't typically go from zero to 60 in their criminal exploitations, right? It's a slow drift, driven largely by a need for resources and support that they didn't have in their own homes. The children, unfortunately, just become numb to this. This is their reality. And these adverse childhood experiences do create trauma for these children, and it's a lifelong healing process to overcome that trauma, which is why I'm glad that organizations like The Crossings and Hope for Prisoners are here to walk along these families, not just for a one-day event, but for the weeks and months and years that it takes to heal.
I was over at the Metro headquarters just a couple of days ago, Tim, and talking to a few of the police captains. And basically, they were saying it was interesting. And the first decade working in law enforcement, they were arresting a lot of the same guys because they were serving the same area command. And they would see the same guys and the same group of friends and gangs kind of doing different things. And then after 15 years, they started to see the children of the guys they were arresting in that first decade. And then many of them, now that they've served over 20 years with Metro, they're seeing the grandkids of those original guys that they were arresting 20 years ago. And it breaks their heart. And why they love to mentor and volunteer with Hope for Prisoners is because it's not just hope for the prisoners, it's also hope for police families because they see some things changing in the community when they're helping people who are actually fighting for a second chance but just don't know what to do with that after they're out of prison.
Yeah, you know, it's not just poverty that is multi-generational, it's hopelessness. And that hopelessness, when folks don't see hope in their future, they can only see what's right in front of them, and that's survival. And they don't always make the best decisions or have the most resources, opportunities in front of them to go and grow in proper ways. And so we do see multi-generational gang involvement and patterns of criminality because you do what you're taught and you learn what you see. So to be able to get in and show positive role modeling, to have the community rise up around these young people and households of faith in their communities and nonprofits and police officers that work those area commands and other nonprofits that are there to rise up and support these families, not just on a one evening, which is a very special evening of 50 Christmases, but for the days and weeks of months of healing and change that it takes is really special. And that's something that this community has fostered through Hope for Prisoners and the partnerships of the Metropolitan Police Department and the wonderful folks there. It's just been something incredible to watch, and we just are looking forward to another decade of support and growth and changing the rubric of what it means to come out of prison and to be able to walk back into sustainable full-time employment, family focused on healing, and a community focused on growing together.
We're talking with Tim Birch, and he leads the Department of Family Services, the Department of Social Services with Clark County here in Nevada. But Tim, you've been a part of 50 Christmases. You've watched this grow when we originally were doing it in a prison in the chow hall and decorating that up for Christmas. And now we've been able to move that out and bus the inmates over and do this in an auditorium that's a little more free flow. It's a little bit nicer, right? And we're doing this at The Crossing this year for the second time. It's one of my favorite things we get to do.
Yeah, so John Pond and a team at Hope for Prisoners, you know, had a vision early on that they wanted to help these families celebrate not just their graduation from the program, but celebrate those individuals who are coming out of prison into the halfway houses, programs, and other things to start celebrating the idea that their families were going to be reunified and they were going to grow together on this journey toward being reintegrated into the community. And to sort of watch this blossom and bloom from a few trees to this massive event with 50 Christmases, and not just 50 Christmas trees, but 50 living room sets that really create these little intimate pockets of experience amidst this large sanctuary setting. Just phenomenal. And it's such a great thing to be a part of, and to see these children, you know, light up, and to see Santa and all the elves and helpers and volunteers and make this night so special for these kids. It gives them a positive memory where they may not have had a lot of those positive memories around what Christmas looked like. Because we know that December is also known as Mental Health Month, because the holidays can be really hard for families that are stressed out and families that experience a lot of trauma and separation of parents and children. And so to have this night be a moment of healing and light amidst the holiday season really just exemplifies what this special day is all about at Christmas, and we're just thankful to be a part of it.
So, Tim, you've worked in family services, you've worked in social services for a long time, but when you see these kids hugging mom or dad at 50 Christmases, this is a special moment. This is one of those, I have not seen you in years sort of hugs. I mean, how does it affect you?
Look, there's no way you can keep a dry eye throughout the whole course of this evening. And it's not out of the sadness of knowing that these families have been torn apart. It is out of an overwhelming sense of hope that just rises up from your soul, bleeds out through your heart, and eventually comes out through your eyeballs. It so reminds us what this holiday season is all about. And it's just a special, special thing to be a part of.
Well, thanks for your partnership in it and helping make these things possible in our county, Tim. We appreciate you.
No, we appreciate you and all the support that you do for our community as well. We couldn't do without SOS and all the great partners that make all these programs move and work because of the community outreach.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.